Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
What is going on, everyone? Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of Confessions of a Server podcast. I'm your host, Quaylen Harris, the mind behind Confessions of a Server, where you can find all my funny and relatable restaurant content by searching Confessions of a Server on Facebook, Confessions of underscore a Server on Instagram. And like I always mention, I do post server related content on my TikTok and YouTube page if you search Q Harris 8. I hope everyone has had a great week. We're getting into the fall. Summer's going away, which means this is the big patio season, in my opinion, because it's starting to not be so hot outside. People love that like nice fall air, and everyone wants to sit on a patio. So for those of you who have bigger patios, my prayers are with you. Because it's also the time where mosquitoes are going to be out and people are going to be mad. Why can't you control the mosquitoes? They keep biting me. And just shut up, people. So yeah, for those who have bigger patios, stick with it. Fall season will be over soon. And for those of you who work in sports bars, I am also praying for you as well. I did that for about a year and a half and I hated almost every moment. I did love on Sundays, there was always around football, the beginning of when the NFL games would start around 1 o'clock, I had a group of regulars that would come in and I would just leave my phone on their table so I could check my fantasy teams. And they like let me, they were the ones who were telling me to do it. So, you know, I have met some cool people during that time. But other than that, people on sports bars, I feel for you. I know your pain. So this week, I was going to do something completely different with the podcast this week, but I actually just crumpled that up and threw it away. So this week is going to be very random. The only thing that I know that I'm going to rant about right now are people who come into restaurants and demand that we sing for them for their birthday. So, well, any further ado or whatever people be saying, let's hop into this mini rant. Dear birthday person, if you're the kind of person who goes into a restaurant on a busy night and demands the staff sings you happy birthday, I hope your dog chews up all your shoes while you're asleep. It's bad enough that I'm already busy and I can't remember which table needs ranch, napkins, and a refill, that I don't need you to come in and demand the spotlight like you're an attention-seeking reject reality TV star. If you want to go into your favorite restaurant on your birthday, by all means, please do so. Enjoy your favorite meal. Enjoy your favorite cocktail. Enjoy that time that you are spending with your friends and family. Just don't get offended if you get a dirty look from your server because you're demanding to be sung to while he or she is in the weeds with no light at the end of the tunnel. Normally, when I'm shooting my podcast, I like to know what I'm going to talk about before I actually go into it. I sometimes outline my episodes, have bullet points, know what I'm going to do, get me from A to B to C, and that's how I structure what I'm going to talk about. I don't practice what I'm going to say because I still like to kind of be spontaneous and see what my thoughts might take me down this road, down that road. But today, I'm just going to keep the theme of just ranting throughout the whole entire episode. So I don't know where I'm going to take this segment, what I'm going to talk about, but I am going to continue with my rant about people who come into restaurants on their birthdays. And I just want to say, I don't mind when people come into a restaurant and they want to celebrate their birthday. I don't even mind if you come in and you nicely, politely ask, hey, what do y'all do for birthdays? I will tell you, yeah, we'll get you a free dessert. I've never worked somewhere where you get a discount, but I know that there are some places that if you go in and whatever, however old you are, they will give you that amount for a discount. So, you know, I went in, I think it was like my 31st birthday. They gave me 31% off. I know that there are places that do that, but if you come in and you ask nicely and respectfully, yes, I am willing to do that. But don't come in and demand stuff. Don't come in assuming that I am the one who has to make your birthday perfect and do everything that you say. And then you get mad if you ask for something. I say, no, we don't do that. Like, I don't understand why people go into restaurants assuming that it is the restaurant's responsibility to make sure that they are having the greatest birthday ever. No. Just because your friends and family didn't buy you anything doesn't mean that I have to. You are a person I don't even know. So why do I have to go on and go out of my way and make sure you're taken care of more than my other tables or treat you more special than my other tables? Like, you're not going to tip me that much more, are you? If you put down $200 on the table when everything starts and be like, hey, it's my birthday, make sure I'm getting taken care of. Oh, yeah, of course, because of $200 there on the table and I'm taking that now and I know that's part of my tip. But I've dealt with so many people who come out to a restaurant and just literally expect me and demand me to do stuff for you for their birth just because it's their birthday. You want to know how to not have the best birthday ever? It is to tell me that I better do something for your birthday. Because then in my mind, I'm going to try to make this one of your worst birthdays. I'm going to ignore you. I'm going to take you back to if you were a kid and you had a birthday party and no one showed up. I'm going to try to make that your feeling for your birthday. If you tell me I have to do something or make or like demand me to do something for your birthday, absolutely not. And while I'm mentioning kids, let me go on and say this. I'm going to say this until I am blue in the face. And I'm a black man, so that's going to be a little bit harder for me to get blue in the face. Kids in a restaurant are the best form of birth control. I like to thank all the parents that bring their kids in and their kids are horrible, because it is you who have made me realize that within my first 36 years of living on this earth, maybe it's okay if I don't have kids right now. Maybe I should just go on and keep spending money at the bar and taking trips and stuff and not so much on little crotch goblin and take them into restaurants where they're just the worst. Like, you know, the smartest parents out there, those are the ones who don't take their kids to a restaurant, but then let like their mom and dad, like grandma and grandpa take their kids to a restaurant, because then those parents don't look like they're the worst ones. It's just the grandma and granddad that are bringing those kids into a restaurant that are horrible. And wow, this is really okay. Old people. If you're listening to this, congratulations, because I know a lot of old people just from working in restaurants don't even know how to use cell phones. How do I know that? Because y'all are sitting there listening to your conversations on speakerphone. Please take your phones off a speakerphone if you're old and you're in a restaurant. I do not need to hear about your prescription that you need to fill at Rite Aid. Take your phone off a speakerphone. Ah, and also, old people, if you are listening to this, if you did so happen find out how to get to a podcast and somehow you landed on mine, if you live in a colder climate area where you know the fall and the winter time gets cold, warning, it's coming to that time. Please make sure you have a coat or a jacket in your car for whenever you go into a restaurant, because you might be cold, but it's still 80 degrees in the restaurant. And I'm not going to turn off the air conditioning for you because you're cold. So please make sure you are keeping some kind of sweater or coat in your restaurant, because it is coming fall. It's going to be winter here soon. And we all know that you're going to be cold. No matter how much sweat you see dripping down my face, you are going to ask or say that it is too cold in this restaurant. So please just bring something to put over your shoulders. And finally, I'm going to wrap this up right here because I'm getting sick of hearing myself rant. So I know you probably are too. With it becoming fall time, that means football season is here, one of my favorite times of the year. And if you enjoy football and you enjoy going out to restaurants or sports bars that have a lot of TVs that show a lot of games, please don't be that person that is trying to take control of every single TV. You are not the only one in that restaurant or bar watching football. We are not going to bow down to you because you want your favorite team on this screen. You want your quarterback that you have in fantasy football on that screen. And you want your two wide receivers that you have in fantasy football on a different screen. No, you go in if you can ask. I'm the person, I go in and I ask people, hey, is anyone watching this TV? If no one is, cool, can I get this one changed to a certain game? Ask, that's fine. But don't get mad if the manager or the bartender or the server is like, oh no, so we got all the TVs set up. I used to work at a place like that where we had a lot of TVs around the bar area, and we had certain TVs or certain games on certain TVs, and we had them labeled, and we would say, that's where this one is, that's where that one is, that's where that one is. We had people every single Saturday and every single Sunday demand, oh, I want to watch this game. It's on this TV behind me, but I chose to sit here now on the other side and I want it over. No, stop that. And lastly on this subject, and I'm going to finish with this, I promise you. Know your surrounding. What do I mean by that? If you are in a bar in Cleveland, don't come in there and ask the bartender to change from the Browns game because you want to watch the Arizona Cardinals. I live in Toledo, Ohio. We had someone come into our restaurant that I worked at where Toledo, you are surrounded by some Lions fans, a whole bunch of Pittsburgh Steelers fans. There's like 9 or 10 Bengals fan, and majority of it is Cleveland Browns fan. And this a-hole came into our restaurant, was yelling at the bartender, wrote a Yelp review because we would not change from a Browns game to a Chargers game. No, you're surrounding when you go out to have a beer. And if you want to watch that game, that bad, you have your phone, hook up to the Wi-Fi, watch it on your phone. But know your surrounding and go Browns. All right. So right before I sat down to record my podcast today, I was on my TikTok live just hanging out with a couple of my 85,000 followers on there. And right before I got off, I was like, yo, guys, I'm going, got to record my podcast. But what do y'all want to know from us servers? A lot of my followers on there do not work in the restaurant industry. As some of y'all know, if you do follow me, my Q Harris 8 TikTok is just my general comedy. You know, things that I find funny, things that I like to come up with, different ideas, stuff like that. So it's not all restaurant based. So a lot of my followers are people who do not work in the industry. So I asked them, I'm like, so from y'all people who do not work in the industry, what are some questions that you would like to ask those who do work in the industry? Only a couple people answered, but the three questions that they did ask were really good questions that people might not know. So I'm going to go on and answer those questions that were asked. The first one was, is it horrible when kids make a mess? In my mind, I'm like, obviously it is. But then I actually started to think about it. It's not. It's not horrible when kids make a mess because it's expected of them to make a mess. Like whenever you have babies or kids, you just know that they're probably going to drop something on the floor, play with the sugar caddy, so on and so forth. Like they're going to make a mess. What is horrible is the parents who don't at least try to attempt to clean up their mess. Like you have those who, and I'm not saying they have to make sure everything is spotless. Like even if you just try to push everything together, like all the macaroni and cheese, like in one little bundle, in one little pile, so I could just swipe it off into a bus tub or whatever I'm using to clean the table up, or, you know, they're just getting everything together. Like if you're just making an attempt to clean up, then that's fine. But there are some parents out there that legitimately have it in their mind, we don't have to do that because that's the server's job. That's the busser's job. Like, no, our job is to make sure that we are taking care of the guests, not cleaning up after your bad, horrible, messy kids. Like, that's your job. When you decide to have these kids, you made that commitment to clean up after your own kids. Is it going to get cleaned? Yes, because one, I need to go home, so I gotta clean my tables no matter what. But it's not horrible when kids make the mess. It's when the parents don't at least try to attempt to help clean it up. That's where it is horrible. The second question I was asked was, are there a lot of problems between the servers and the cooks, front of house and back of house? Every restaurant that I've worked at, did I have problems with some of the people who were back of house? Yes. But I had problems with some of the people who were front of house as well. So I don't think that is more so front of house versus back of house. And I hate when people try to make that a narrative. Not people who don't work in a restaurant, but those who do. I don't like that. We try to make that near, like we try to make that thing like front of house and back of house. The one of the last places that I worked, I spoke to the guys in the back of house more than I spoke to some of my coworkers because we had more things in common. We would talk about music. We would talk about wrestling because I still watch professional wrestling like WWE and AEW. So we had more to talk about and more things in common than I did with a lot of my co-workers in the front of house side. So it's not a lot of problems. Do I have the biggest beef with some of the people that I've worked with in back of house? Of course. Like I used to tell one of the sales guys who was horrible at his job, every single time that I worked with him, I cannot wait until you get fired. Like I would tell him that to his face just because he just was not good at his job. And it would piss me off because it would take 10 minutes for a salad that should take two. So, yeah, I butt heads with people in the back house, but I don't think it was ever server versus cook, front of house versus back of house. It was me versus dummies who couldn't do their job, right? That's what it was. And then the last question that was asked, and I'm actually going to post this on my Instagram. I will do one of the announcement posts announcing this episode, and under there in the comments, I want y'all to comment the answer, what answer you would give for this question. And that question is, what's the most annoying thing someone can do from the start? What is the most annoying thing that people can do as soon as they sit down? Mine is be on your phone and not acknowledge me. Like, I don't care if you're on your phone and you're like, hey, hold on, wait, I got to order my drink, and then acknowledge me like, oh, hey, how you doing? Like, yeah, what can I get you a drink? But no, those people who will sit there on their phone and completely ignore me like I'm not standing there trying to get their attention, trying to take their drink order. That right there from the start is the most annoying thing ever. I know that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to say when people first sit down, they say water with lemon, like straight out of their mouth. That is annoying, but to me, the most annoying thing is people being on their cell phone and not acknowledging me as someone who's sitting here trying to do my job, which is take care of you and get you what you want. So I ask y'all that. What is the most annoying thing that someone can do from the start, from the time that they sit down to you? I want you to go on and go to my Instagram post, go to my Facebook post, and leave a comment. And I want to know what your answers are. Instagram, confessionsof_server. Facebook, confessions of a server. Leave your comments. Thank you, everyone, for taking the time out to listen to this week's episode of Confessions of a Server podcast. Please make sure you are subscribed to whatever platform that you are listening to this podcast. Share it with a friend. And if they say that they don't have whatever platform that you're sharing it to them with, tell them to not worry. If you search Confessions of a Server on any podcast platform, pretty much any podcast platform, I'm going to show up. I didn't even know that I was on Pandora and iHeartMusic, but I am. I am there as well. So Spotify, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, anywhere that you listen to a podcast, you can find Confessions of a Server on there. And also, make sure you check out the other awesome podcasts that are on the One Star Podcast Network. I hope everyone has a great week. Thank you once again for listening. It's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun. Peace out.